Hey guys, this is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. If you're new to these, this is a resource of Sugar Hill Church, and our desire is to provide helpful resources, not just on Sunday, but throughout the week, not just in person, but also on demand, on the go. I found it helpful in my own life to be able to access helpful things on the go. And so we hope you find value in these. And if you do, would you consider sharing them with people on social media? Would you just link back to weekdaypodcast.com? And our hope is that these would be an encouragement to so many more people. Over the last few podcasts that I've been a part of, we've been walking through a four-part teaching about the significance of the season that was birthed out of our O-Night Divine Gathering. And though I know that our next one is months and months away, I hope you'll remember that when it rolls around again to be part of it, it's really powerful. But today's topic is this idea that Jesus is coming again. I love that. That even when Christmas comes and goes, even when we take down the trees and we put away all the decorations, the story isn't over. In fact, one of the last statements that Jesus makes to his disciples is this: I will be with you to the very end of the age. What that means is that eventually this time will come to a close. Jesus also said that when it comes to a close, as that time draws near, he said there's going to be wars, there's going to be rumors of wars. There will be famine, there will be earthquakes and tribulations. There will be false prophets. Lawlessness will increase and people's love will grow cold. Here's one thing that we know though. What we also know is that at this time, Jesus will come again. And when he returns, he's going to gather his kingdom together and he is going to reign forever. See, he once came as a baby born in a manger, but soon he'll come on the clouds of heaven. He once had a few hundred followers, but soon he will claim his bride, his church, which is comprised of thousands from every tribe, tongue, and nation. He once rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, bringing in peace, but soon he will ride in on a white horse and he will crush the enemies of God once and for all. He once was beaten, mocked, and given a crown of thorns, but soon he will be crowned in royalty and every knee will bow and everyone will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember the scripture from Peter? It says, with the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow to keep his promises, as we understand slowness, but he is patient with us. He's not wanting any to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. See, he is working all things out for his glory and for our good. So we must take heart. We must stand on the promise of his return, that just because we may not be able to see the Lord at work, it does not mean that he is not working. Our God is faithful to keep his promise, for Jesus Christ, our Savior, has already come. And soon, and very soon, Jesus Christ, our King, will come again. Man, I hope you have a great day today. As you launch into your day, as you get ready for this new year, would you walk with this kind of assurance that he is coming again? Man, I hope you have a great day. Let us know if there's anything we can join you in praying for, if there's anything we can do for you. Just drop me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. But until next time, have a great rest of your day.